You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey! And welcome at one and all. Okay.
I love this new intro, Jay. Yeah,
thank you.
Hey! Whoa. Shut up for a second.
Hey, I bet you shut up at your face, huh? To this episode of today's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass Page.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
Today's topic, would you believe, my angels, is ants.
Oh, ants!
What? Are you okay? Yeah. What's going on with you, man?
I'm just having a little mental break on today's episode of Shut Up a Second. Just kicking it off right now. No, I picked ants because I was sitting on ants earlier, and it was in the sun. I was reading a book.
Were you sitting on an ant hill?
No, I was sitting more on an ant path, but I was on one of their highways, you know.
Oh, so you interrupted the ant path.
Yeah, and because so it's a hot day, right? It's a warm day, and I was like, oh, what am I doing? I was like reading inside. I'm like, let's go read outside, right? Let's read in the sun. How nice. And I was sitting on some hot tarmac in the sun, and I was like, why? I must be getting real burned because it really hurts to sit on this tarmac. But what was actually happening is I was sitting on a bunch of ants that were biting my legs and ass. Anyway, that's why I picked ants for today's topic.
Hey, you know what?
Wait,
I've done a similar thing.
Yeah.
When I was in primary school, I took a seat on the entry to an ant farm. So
ant farm.
Ant farm.
Sorry, ant hill.
That's hard to.
I sat on a little mound, and then when I stood up, I saw the little hole that all the ants were coming out from, being like, well, that would be why my thighs and ass.
Do you ever have interactions with what do we used to call them? Inch ants? There were ants that are an inch long and they fucking bite you and they hurt.
No.
Yep. Caught one the other day.
What?
The other day? I feel like I only was hanging out with inch ants in primary school, and then I've seen no other inch ants.
Oh!
We've been closer to the city since.
I do know
that's true. We're big city slickers now.
I tell you
I did see the ant on a farm.
Little ant farm. I tell you how I know these ants. When I was a kid, my grandma lived at a marina. She had a houseboat, and yeah, it rolled. It was sick. That's where I kissed my second.
Adventures.
That's where I kissed my second cousin. You know.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. What?
Yeah, this is old news, Hayden. Yeah, that's where I kissed my second cousin at my grandma's marina. Anyway.
What coming-of-age stories did you live? I feel like there's so many out there for you.
We're rocketing past it, Hayden. We're rocketing past it.
No, I don't want to rocket past it. Because I actually, every time it's been brought up in my company, it's been brought up like this. And I've always just been like, oh, yeah, that floats for you. I don't need any more information, but I think I want some.
Okay,
how old were you? Tell us the story.
Okay, so I would have been pretty young. Like, I think 6, maybe 7 at, like, absolute maximum. Probably more like 6 to even 5 feels too young. I'm gonna settle on 6. And my second cousin, whose name I can't recall.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen her in ages. I think she got really racist at some point. I remember tracking her down, or my mum tracked her down or something on Facebook and was like, oh no, she's like a white nationalist. Anyway.
Oh.
But she would sometimes come to the marina and hang out with my grandma, and me and my brother would be there at the same time. And we would play Knights and Princesses in a little area at the front of the office of the marina. And part of that would be little kisses on the lips when the princess was saved by the brave knight. So that's a story about kissing my second cousin at my grandma's marina. It's pretty, not that exciting. It's just, you know, how it went down.
It truly does sound like an episode of... It's so neatly packaged with so many strange things.
So many strange elements. Hayden looks like he's seen a fucking ghost. What's happening?
Well, I was just wondering if my recording is fucking up. I don't think it is. Maybe it is.
What's it doing?
Do you need to say Blair a few times?
Wait, you guys say Blair.
Blair. Blair, 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 Blair,
Blair. Blair.
Well, it says that stuff is being inputted when nothing's being inputted.
Are you being inputted?
I certainly am.
If it's recording you, that's good.
Okay.
We want recording you.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the absolute worst case scenario is we go to put this together and Jackson's story about kissing his own cousin never sees the light of day. You know? Like,
it's honestly win-win. Although that's exactly the story I've told before, so it's already out there. But anyway, at this same marina, there was like a little playground in a kind of bushier area. And the bushier area around the playground, which had like a small wooden, like a wooden barrier around the tarmac of the ground of the playground, if you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, but beyond that wooden barrier was just heaps and heaps of enchants. So to get to the playground, you had to just like run at like full pelt so that you didn't get stung. Then you could play at the playground and then you'd have to run back to the marina to get your snags or whatever.
Oh, God. They are scary. I remember the first time I got bitten by one, it was in my gumboot, and I looked into my gumboot to figure out why it hurt, and all I saw was the first four, like two or three legs sticking out.
That's no good.
I thought I'd been bitten by a big spider.
That's scary.
Like spiders when you can only see half of the other half ensconced in a shadow.
Oh, man.
The bruise was, I mean, I was a kid, so relative it would be smaller now, but it was the size of my entire car.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
Jesus Christ.
Horrific bruises. It was massive.
That's crazy. Jesus. I don't think I ever got stung by the big ants. I think I just, like, lived in fear of them. So.
It's not good.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. I think, actually, Ryder, my brother, he got stung on the bottom of the foot from memory because he was going everywhere barefoot at the time.
That's a lesson you have to learn for yourself.
Yeah. That's, I think, look, I can't place this... the time at my grandma's marina in the timeline of my life. Because I'm fairly sure Ryder was speaking pidgin English and going barefoot after we came back from the Northern Territory. But that feels too late in my life to be kissing my cousin. So
What do you mean he was speaking pidgin English?
Well, so when we lived in the Northern Territory, Ryder became really good friends with all of the like indigenous kids out there. And they would go out and they would like... dig for lizards and stuff. It was sick as hell. We would come home and Ryder would be like, hey, look at this lizard I got. No one's taken a bath because the bath's full of lizards now. And we were all like, yeah, fair call. Anyway, but
way better than baths.
But a lot of the kids out there spoke a kind of pidgin English and Ryder spent a lot of time with them. And like for 2 years, they were his friend group. And so when he came back to like Melbourne or whatever, he spoke pidgin English, and he had to learn to stop speaking and stuff, which is crazy and very
that
cool.
Is great. That's cool.
Yeah, man.
Well, when you're little, your brain's all gooey, and you just suck up languages.
Yeah,
real
you got
easy.
That plasticity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's crazy. Ryder, he went out there. He learned like tracking. He learned pidgin English. He learned like a whole bunch
tracking?
Of stuff. Yeah, because like the kids
that's
would
cool.
teach him how to track for animals and stuff. Yeah, he once found cool. a Fasca gale out there.
What the fuck is that?
Look it up. It's like a really...
How do you even spell that?
Phascogale. It's like carnivorous Australian marsupial. That's really rare.
I've never even fucking heard of this. What?
Yeah.
I really thought the days of learning new animals was behind me. But
yeah, not quite, baby. Not quite.
It's like a kind of like a possum looking thing.
It's tail. Yeah.
It's kind of like
feather.
A between a rat and a possum. And a squirrel. It's kind of got squirrel vibes.
But apparently, yeah, he found one. It's really cool. Yeah, he found one out bush. He tracked it to its, like, it's where it was living or whatever. And, yeah. And at the same time, he was...
Rocked it or whatever.
Yeah. And at the same time he was doing this, I was getting my action man, covering him in honey, and putting him on anthills.
Oh,
being like, be cool if the... Hope the ants eat him, which they never did, which is sad.
Did they eat the honey?
No, they did eat the honey, and they actually tore his shirt up, but they didn't eat his plastic, which I thought was... Yeah, they tore that action man's shirt to shit, perfect. Dude. But
he would have got... Because you don't... Because in the movies or whatever, as like a torture thing, it's not how... I don't think people die from that. They just get all bit.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah, I don't really know what I thought would happen.
Was the plastic all bit?
Nah, not really. I presume the ants just ate the honey and then that was that.
Well, I suppose if you're an ant and you hit plastic, it would be like if we were eating something and hit bone, we'd be like, well... Stop chewing.
I'm not gonna have that.
If you had a numb finger and you were eating hot dog, you'd probably bite into your finger.
That's true. That's fucked up and
true. I don't think it is true.
I think it is.
Whoa.
If you were eating a hot dog and had a numb finger, you would end up biting your own finger.
If your finger was in the bun, you would. Yeah, I don't think.
Why would your finger be in the bun?
I've heard stories from people who have dental surgery.
Where they had their finger in the bun.
They were eating a fucking finger dog.
They eat meat, and because their mouth is still numb, they end up eating some of their cheek.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Because they can't.
That's true. That can happen.
They just eat a bit of their own face.
That's different.
You're imagining, though, Castleworld, where I have the hot dog somehow, like, in the palm of my hand and my center finger is in the bun. Yeah. And then I'm doing it on either side so that my middle finger is touching the middle of the bun.
You're eating it like a sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, this is the worst way to eat a hot dog after my dental surgery.
No, after your finger.
With no hot dog in.
You've got no hands.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why your fingers are in the bun.
I ate my whole finger because my mouth was numb. Couldn't tell what was what in there.
Hey, is one of you getting a bunch of messages? Because I keep hearing a little badoom, and I don't know if it's me. Badoom.
I'm not getting a badoom, but I have just switched my stuff to airplane.
Okay.
I'm not getting any badooms. I can't hear any. I just heard you, brother.
I heard a badoom just then.
I think it's you. I think you're getting a notification on your computer.
From who?
It'd be the workplace app.
It's all shut down. How am I hearing all these badooms? Badoom! It was another one.
We're not hearing that.
Well, that was you saying badoom.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I'll open Task Manager and stop these damn badooms. Sounds like Discord. Enough badooming. All right? I'm done.
No more badoom. Oh, yeah. Discord's annoying. It just sort of sticks around in the background after you close
just
it.
Just gives you little badooms. Hey, did you torture your toys at all as kids?
No.
I don't think so.
You're more on the Andy side of toy management rather than the Sid.
I wasn't much of a Sid, no. Yeah.
I guess I wasn't even really a Sid either because Sid was created.
No, you were a Sid.
No, but Sid at least made new toys. I'll tell you what I did. I grabbed my Action Man by his legs and flung him as high in the sky as I could and then stepped back and watched as he hit the tarmac.
Well, I feel like that's scientific.
Well, I wanted to see what happened.
But I didn't have, like, you know, planned tortures like, you know, covering him in honey and feeding him the ants or whatever.
There was no malicious intent. Yeah, that's fair.
I didn't waterboard my Spider-Man figurines like it seems you did.
Oh.
What other torturing did you do?
So the Action Man that I threw up in the air, he landed and split in half at the torso. And then I wrapped duct tape around the middle to keep him going. Then I had another Action Man. Yeah, I gotta. That's aftercare. And then the other torture I did with my Action Man is I would lay him on the ground and I had this big piece of metal rebar and I would like lay him spread eagled and then I would try and stab like in between his arms and his arms and his head and his legs and stuff. And then eventually I just hit him square in the chest and he had a big gaping hole from the front to the back, which I also wrapped up in duct tape, but that was a different guy. I don't know. I fucked him up a bit, I guess.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun for you.
For a while when I was like a teenager, my favorite necklace was the face that had been cut out of a toy baby.
Oh, that rolls.
And it was just
a baby's loose face
around my chest. And if I had been not so pale, it would have looked like it was coming out of my own skin.
So oh, that's
like,
cool.
Oh, it's like the only time in my life I'm like, should I get a fake tan? I have not been able to find it for ages, but so many people in my life didn't like it, and I would not be surprised if it got binned for me, because I was thinking about it the other day. I miss my little baby face.
Yeah, bring it back. Get another baby, deface it, chuck it on you.
It's easy to make. You just got to source a baby.
Yeah. I can't stop imagining drinking a cocktail out of one of those babies now. Like, you just pop the head off and fill it up with booze. Do you reckon the whole body or just the head? The whole body. Like, it's going to be one of those plastic ones with a hollow inside. Yeah. Do you think there's something to that?
It's like a pina colada in there.
Yeah. Chuck a straw in a little plastic umbrella.
Yep.
Yeah.
They get one of those straws that has, like, the dummy at the end, so you're sucking on a dummy.
Oh, that's good.
Straw. Yeah, and then you're the baby drinking from a baby.
I wonder if you could get like a baby's bottle top big enough that you could screw it on where the baby's head used to be. And then you could drink milk out of the baby toy.
Yeah, they would make those. I think.
What you did was cut up a baby's bottle and stick that on the inside of the neck.
Yeah.
So you could hybrid some
things clever.
Together.
Well, you can't see it.
Well, no, but it just looks like you're sucking on a baby neck. You know?
Yeah, that's creepy. That's weird.
Were you not always sucking on a baby neck?
Yeah, I thought I was always sucking in a baby neck. What did you think was happening, Hayden?
Let's go to the op shop. Let's make some horrid things.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. If you had to be like a Toy Story style toy, what kind of toy would you pick to be? I would like to be 10 Lego men.
You can't be 10.
I think
you
would
can't
be good.
10.
Well, I don't want to be one.
What are you talking about?
All right, I want to be every other toy in Andy's bedroom.
No,
I want to have omnipresence because I'm every toy.
No, because 10 Lego men makes up like one Woody.
No, it doesn't.
All the army men have their own brains.
I don't know if that's true. They're all one army man, basically.
No, they're not. They're great many army men.
What about the barrels of monkeys?
Monkeys in the barrel.
They're all individual monkeys. They like maybe can communicate. It's kind of like a school of fish. One school of fish is not one.
Well, I'd be like a school of Lego men then.
Okay, no, you can't. No. If we, just because you're in a group does not mean you share. Like, we are now currently in a group doing the same thing. We have different consciousnesses.
We're not one shut
okay,
up a second.
Fine. No. I'll be one Lego man then. Are you happy?
Terrible answer.
Well, I wanted to be 10, but
I'm allowed. You're allowed to be friends with the other Lego men.
Okay,
yeah,
can I be
have,
the...
You have a bond that you could not possibly imagine with the other Lego man.
Okay, maybe this is a happy compromise. I'm in charge of the Lego man.
Okay.
I didn't like to pause there. What if you were like, I don't know.
I don't see you in our leadership role.
What do you mean? Yeah, what, in what, why? What makes you in charge of the Lego man?
Well, maybe we're like a set... let's
of
say
cops and robbers and you're the chief.
Yeah, exactly. Or we're like,
What about... You were one Lego man, and then your head, torso, and legs are spread across three different Lego men. So you have you have a stake in three, even though you've only got consciousness in one. Would that help you?
Hang on. Head, arm, arm, leg. I could be four Lego men.
No, the arms don't come.
Yes, they do. The legs, the arms of a Lego man pop off.
They're not supposed to, though. They're not supposed to.
Yes, they are. They're supposed to.
It's not part of it. It's not part of it.
You can pop them off. They got little knobs. You can do it.
I don't think it's part of it, though.
Okay, fine.
It feels like one level above what
I'm
it's supposed
to be. I'm at least three Lego
men. No, you're not three. It's like if... Because it'd be Mr. Potato Head rules. If Mr. Potato Head puts his eyes in Mrs. Potato Head and his legs on another potato person...
Yeah.
He doesn't control three of them. He just has eyes on one of them.
Well, then I'll be the king of the Lego men again. I'll do that then. Okay, that's what we'll settle on. So I'm in charge of all the Lego sets in Andy's bedroom. All right,
all of them. All right, I'm gonna be also a Lego man, and I'm gonna start some kind of mutiny or something
because
I do not like this.
Oh no!
I reckon you'd be easy to overthrow.
Maybe I'm like one of those just like regular yellow Lego man, but you're like an Obi-Wan Kenobi from a Star Wars set or whatever.
Yeah,
it's brand Lego versus regular Lego. Mm, oh no!
Yeah, you're classic, but I've got so much pizzazz.
Yeah, you have to.
I'd be the Chewbacca.
I'm just a generic guy, you know.
Yeah,
nothing special. And then
I don't know. I can't imagine any group of people electing a Chewbacca the king of anything. Probably a bad choice by me.
Maybe the Han Solo got lost down a vent or something.
Chewbacca is a special looking Lego because like all the head's quite different.
True.
Yeah, I would be one of those little toy vacuums that you get that aren't—they don't use suction; they use like the rolling things to teach kids about like space and matter. Anyway, I'd just eat all of you.
Yeah, wait.
No, we wouldn't die. We'd just be in you, and we'd make a daring escape.
Yeah, we're getting out of Cass. we gotta figure out a way to get you out of this bedroom.
Like, gotta eat all the Lego. And then
but the thing is, we'll build a wall. We'll build a big wall out of our Legos.
Yeah, she'll just knock it down,
dude.
She's a full-on vacuum cleaner.
Impenetrable fortress.
Yeah. We got to take this to Andy.
You got no power, though. We got to take this right to the top. We got to break protocol and be alive in front of him and say, Andy,
wake up.
I know. We're alive. Don't freak out. This fucking vacuum cleaner, dude, you would not believe. You got to ditch
it. Fucking help us, dude. I'm at the fucking end of my tether, bro.
And we're really not supposed to do this, so you really got to do me a favor and not tell anyone. But please, just ditch the vacuum cleaner. Just the worst.
Throw it out,
there,
man.
Like, what happened to the other toys I got rid of? Still alive. What about the ones in the bin? Didn't die.
Still alive. All toys are alive, Andy. That's not the fucking point. The point is a vacuum cleaner keeps sucking us off, okay? I mean up, okay?
Actually, that's an interesting thing. Do you reckon the toys flip each other off when they're alone?
Well, do you mean flip each other off, like give each other the bird or like fuck each other's holes?
I meant suck each other's dicks. I don't know why I say flip each other off. I feel like I've heard people say flip each other off.
No, not to me.
Maybe
that.
I'll flip you off. Yeah.
Let me have a look.
Yeah, give it someone the finger, man. I don't know where the pleasure center on a toy is, really.
I don't reckon so at all.
Yeah, that's... which is sad for, like, you know, like sex toys or whatever that are designed to give pleasure, like, but that they don't... they're not receiving it themselves. That's a bummer. That's a real shame.
Well, maybe they get the same sort of pleasure that like the toys get from like being used and
loved. Oh, true.
So maybe it's they're just like... they don't have any physical sensation. Do any of the toys in Toy Story experience pain?
Good question. I don't know.
Well, they're scared about being melted, but I guess that's probably because they would die. So
it's like a, yeah. like a death of pain, consciousness, though. Not a yeah. physical. Yeah, that's interesting.
Not a physical death.
But it would also mean if they got melted, it would also mean that if they, maybe the scary thing is that they're going to retain consciousness in their melted body, and then they'll be
true.
Stuck.
God.
I don't think they. No, they don't think they experience pain because old mate's arm comes off. They all
true.
Get rips.
Yeah. Well, true.
Yeah, yeah. There's that whole ASMR scene in the thing if he gets fixed and he seems chuffed. Okay, so
yeah,
I guess
he's
they
happy
can't
about
experience
it.
Pleasure either. So it's just,
yeah, that's
their
it's
sense
no
of
physical
play
sense.
Is their joy
yeah.
center.
That's all they really
so,
have.
No, they
so
they don't flip each other off.
I Googled flip each other flipping off, and then some pornos came up, but I was too. I don't know exactly what it means because I didn't want to click on it.
Yeah,
but then I Googled flip off Urban Dictionary and just so many different. Definitions for flipping
and
off.
None of okay. them, none of them boning.
None of them sexual. Yeah.
Well, no, a lot of them are sexual, but they're just different sexual.
Okay. Like what?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. The first few are giving someone the
that's
finger.
That's because okay. that's the normal one.
Well, but then, oh no, that's flicking off. That's
yeah.
Different.
There you go.
Flipping it off. Oh wait, fuck. Flip the bird. No.
Well,
no.
I've got flip off here. Flip off, and this has got 4 likes or thumbs up and 18 thumbs down. A nice big fat booty that KSI licked with his little bro. That booty has a big flip off.
What? KSI's a YouTuber, right?
I don't know.
He's part of the Sidemen.
The Sidemen?
The Sidemen, Cass. Come on.
I'm not.
Hey.
You got to engage with Gen Z.
I've engaged
guys.
With Gen Z in the cool ways. Not with this.
Like what?
How do you engage with the youth, Cass?
TikToks.
Give us 3 ways that are cool that you do. Yeah.
TikToks.
Mm-hmm. You do TikToks?
I haven't
watch
released
TikToks.
Any TikToks yet, but I've made some.
So you're not really engaging, you're watching.
I send them my likes and my favorites.
Okay, that's engaging. That's we'll count that. That's
I guess
one.
It is technically engagement, I suppose.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, your
and
turn.
Two?
Now time for you to...
Wait, what?
Hold on.
I didn't make any claims. I knew who KSI was. That's my bona fides okay. right there.
I'm friends with Ethan. That's my engagement.
No, we're
engagement.
All friends with Ethan. Okay, so Hayden, where
but
are
I
you
picked
two?
It as my thing, so.
I just am Gen Z.
Are you?
Which is by definition.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes, I really? Am. Look it up. Really?
Look
Not
it
even
up.
As a Josh.
That's
there it is.
I suppose you're 19.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Obviously, you're Gen Z.
Yeah, it but even if I was at 19, I still would be Gen Z.
Huh. Urban Dictionary is giving me, they're saying that this is the ghost flip off that you can do
Jackson,
to your
you're
friends.
Doing hand gestures on a podcast.
Well, you could describe it.
Okay, so just say
you describe it. You're doing it.
Do you trust him to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Palms
he's doing
your face. Hands
you're going
up,
to
palms facing your face, middle finger down, every single other finger off, up.
Yeah, yeah. The ghost
it's the reverse.
Off.
It's the reverse.
Inverted.
Off.
It's also the reverse devil with a thumb.
Yeah. The reverse devil. What
yeah,
the fuck is that?
Did
mean?
You want me to explain it, Hayden? Really?
The reverse devil with the thumb.
Because
no,
the devil
was... no, a devil horns. You are doing 2 in the stink, 1 in the pink at the moment with the thumb.
I am. I'm doing the shocker. Oh
no, you're
God.
Not doing the shocker. You're doing the shocker, but it's one finger switch.
That's a
the shocker.
That's a
the
shock.
The shocker is 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink.
There's 1 in the pink, 2 in the stink, which is a bit, would be a big shock, i.e. therefore, that's
the
shocker. Chakra. Yeah, exactly. So. It gets more and more shocking the further up you go. You know what I mean?
3 in the pink, 3 in the stink.
Yeah, 3 in the stink, full stop.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hayden used to have a great t-shirt that I believe you bought secretly online. That was 4 hand symbols going down the shirt. The first one was paper, the next one was scissors, the next one was rock, and the third one was the fourth one was the shocker.
Did I have that shirt?
You had that shirt, and then
oh my
that
god,
people around you had to find out what that was.
Gee, how old was I? Like 14?
Yeah.
Please say 14. Okay, good.
Yeah,
I do vaguely remember that now. Yeah, it was like paper, scissors, rock, shock.
Yeah.
What happened to that shirt? You get rid of it?
I guess that's... so. I also had gotten rid of it from my memory for the most part.
Huh. That's wild that it's every... just in an op shop somewhere. Do you reckon
that's true.
Great. I like that. That seems about right.
Mm. Yeah, I love going to op shops and looking at what t-shirts are there because it says so much, right? Like there's such stories to the t-shirts that you find. Like when it's from a concert, I really like that where you're like, wow, like you don't like this band anymore. Like you've moved on.
What happened?
I know that about someone, yeah.
And this shirt would have been $80 with memories attached.
It's absolutely.
Sentimental and actual value, and it's gave it away anyway.
To an op shop. Like, what happened, bro?
You don't have friends. I want to be able to contact them. Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, it's good Charlotte, so I figured that.
Man, every time the Shocker is ever brought up, I can't stop thinking about it.
It
wouldn't
good,
be
it?
That much. There's not really, that's not a lot of pinky to go in a butthole, to be honest.
You gotta spread your fingers more.
Oh.
So you gotta get the full pinky in. You gotta get the depth, because you were stopping at the first knuckle.
I can't do that. My hand doesn't go down that way.
Can you leverage it with your other finger? Can you physically...
Yeah, but I can't put it in a butthole like that.
Yeah, you can. You can assist yourself in. And then the holes will hold
the apart. I suppose. Yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, because I've always assumed it's like a straight shot like that. And I'm like,
no,
I wouldn't even notice. Yes. Well, I mean, like I would, because if somebody tried to give me the shocker, that's just them jabbing me in the balls and putting their pinky in my asshole. Which would be
like, freeze!
Your balls are under arrest. What the hell is happening here? Yeah.
I'm also excited for us, because there'll be a lot of people listening who have never seen or heard of the Shocker.
That's
true. And we're just talking about it like it's no knowledge. I don't think we ever explain what the Shocker looks like.
So it's your two fingers, you're going like you're doing a gun, but but with two fingers instead of one, like a finger gun, and then you pop out the pinky, and that's for the stink.
The two it's on a top sex thing. Two in the genitals, one in the
butthole.
Actually, his butt's not genitals, is it? I feel like I read somewhere that butts is genitals sometimes. It's like Y as a vowel sometimes.
Butt is genitals.
I think genitals are the part the anatomy that's involved in sexual reproduction. But we have many erogenous zones.
Mm.
But in terms of not looking at body parts for production only and looking at it for pleasure.
It's to do specifically with reproduction. So yeah. Butts out.
Butts out. Too bad. Butts out.
It could... because I know what you mean. You're trying to lump it in to be like, this is a pleasury...
Lump that lump.
Lump that lump. Damn.
Lump the dumper.
But yeah, no, the butthole, it's a sort of magical little place, really, you know, in that it's like... It's got one obvious function and then one like secret awesome bonus function, you know.
It's like a cheat code for the human body.
Not many other bits can do that. Not many other bits are like, it's great, you shit, whatever, that's awesome, it's necessary. But did you know it also does this? Hey, Cass, I think this was with Hayden. On an episode of another podcast we do, either Thumb Cramps or Baseless Speculation, I can't remember which. Hayden described a butthole as being in a butt. How do you feel about that?
That's true.
I have no better like way of describing it, but saying a butthole in your butt feels really wrong.
You have to spread the cheeks and see inside the butt.
He's right. To get to the butt. It's in the butt.
And it is. You can't see it unless something's happened.
Exactly. Gotta un.
But I feel like if
someone said it's in my butt, I would be thinking inside the body.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and it seems
he's up the butt,
post butt.
If someone's like, "Where are you keeping that piece of paper?" and they were like, "In my butt," I'd be like, "It's in."
Yeah, you wouldn't imagine between cheeks at all. That would not be.
But
your...
if I saw someone holding paper between cheeks, I'd be like, "Oh,
it's in your butt.
It's in his butt."
Okay.
Here's the thing, butt is kind of a beautiful word because it can mean butt cheeks, can mean butthole, or it can mean deep
inside.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool. It's utilitarian butt, which is...
Yeah, your rectum is in your butt, but also if something is in your butt, it'd be in your rectum.
Maybe it's like, maybe butt is the vulva of that. Because vulva means everything you can, like, see.
Everything visible.
Yeah, but we don't. You don't call the specific parts yeah. also the vulva.
You wouldn't describe your vulva as being in your vagina. Although, I mean...
No, the vagina is in the vulva.
No, you wouldn't. You're correct.
No, yeah. That is tricky. I guess maybe this is a case where we just need more specific language for bums.
I think so, yeah. They're left behind a little bit.
Well, we do. We just don't use it. Got butt cheeks, got butt crack, got butthole, and then we got the deep butt.
I'm going deep butt, okay? It's happening. Because feel like saying on actually, your butt for a butthole, to me, it doesn't sound right, but I feel like it's more accurate.
No.
If it doesn't sound right. If you said something's on your butt, if you got a tattoo on your butt, you wouldn't think in between the cheeks.
Yeah, you said on the butt and I thought cheek. Like if I'm standing and rotating and I'm not doing anything in specifics, you would be able to see.
Yeah. So if I get a tattoo on my anus, where would you say that tattoo was?
On your anus.
On your anus.
Or bumhole.
Or butthole.
If I said I have a tattoo on my butt, and then I showed you my butt cheeks, and you were like, I've yet to see the tattoo, would you be like, and then I was like...
And then you bent over and showed me your brown eye with a little cat around
little
it.
Little butt Simpson or whatever,
Maybe, you know those tattoos where it's like they get it on their stomach and it's someone flashing their bum hole and the bum hole's the tattoo. Get one of those, but it's a little man flashing his bum hole, but his bum hole is your bum hole.
Yeah,
and he's got some sort of horribly enlarged bum hole.
And he's got a little speech bubble saying, I got a big butt.
I am very unwell.
And by butt, I mean rectum.
Yeah.
And anus.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. If you flipped over and you said, I got a tattoo on my butt, bent over, it's Bart Simpson in your anus, I would go, wow, it is on your butt. I was expecting it to be a bit shallower in the butt, but it is on your butt. And it's also in your butt.
Yeah.
It can be two things. That can be two things.
That's where we would land, yeah. I suppose you were accurate, Jackson, but in many ways you buried the lead. So.
That's exactly right, yeah.
I guess you technically didn't lie to us, but it feels as though you did.
It feels like this was a trick, Jackson, to win some kind of hypothetical argument you're having somewhere else right this moment.
Do you have any tattoos, Jackson?
No, I don't. I should. I have things I would like to get tattooed on me. Nothing.
Well,
what do you got?
Nothing.
What's in the bag?
Nothing important, really. There's a web comic that I've loved for a long time called Akewood. I would like some of the characters from that tattooed on me somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's about it, really.
On the butt?
On my butthole.
Or in the butt.
In the butt, please.
Does anyone ever get tattoos? Because I've seen anus tattoos and I've seen butt cheek tattoos. Does anyone ever go? I don't even know what the name for this exact area of the body is called. Is like the side of the butt cheek, like the cliff face of the butt cheek.
Is that the cleft?
Oh,
no, the cleft is the crack. What? I think the cleft is like the absence of.
What do you mean? What do you mean cliff face? I don't understand.
So you spread the cheeks, and the bits that usually would be concealed by the butt.
Oh, like the inside of
the inside, the bits that would usually be concealed by each other.
People usually get.
What do you call them?
Yeah.
Is that where they get bleached?
I thought they got the actual anus bleached.
I think I get the whole thing bleached, maybe.
So between your bum cheeks, just paint the whole thing dark white. Color.
What? That's crazy. I did.
Because I was confused as well. Because when people like anal bleaching, I'm like, oh, you just bleach the hole? That's a bit weird.
But yeah.
Well, they don't bleach the hole?
I think you do as well. I think it's the whole thing.
Okay, yeah. It's the whole thing.
That's crazy. Well, I've never seen a tattoo on the inside there. I don't know. It would be hard to tattoo there, you would think.
I feel like I've never seen anything. I feel like I don't even imagine that part of the
body. Yeah, me neither.
Well. I feel like I've never focused on it.
And like I don't really have a gauge of how deep it is either.
Yeah, I couldn't draw
it.
No.
Like is it not a 90 degree angle?
No.
It feels like it might be.
It's a bit flatter.
Yeah, like hang on. Let's okay, how do I do this? All right, let's crack
the butt cheek.
Let's crack open the whiteboard, all right?
Whiteboard feature of Zoom has been.
So Jackson's opened up.
Yeah, so I think you can draw on the whiteboard as well.
Really?
So
I absolutely cannot because you're sharing your screen, not sharing the
whiteboard. How do I share the whiteboard? I wonder.
I don't know.
Continue. Draw your little bum.
Okay. So where's the whiteboard? All right. So that's one side of the butt, right? And then the other cheek is like this.
Okay, so Jackson's drawn a
it's
butt.
Been a bit, a closed it's been butt. A bit spread, okay, in
he's
this situation.
He's drawing the hands spreading the cheeks.
Okay, he's drawing hands to spread
so
the
anus
cheeks.
Is like in here, right? Okay, and this is the section we're talking about.
Yep,
right?
Jackson's just drawn a bum, spread the cheeks, and highlighted the sections that would usually be touching. I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So if you are standing up, there is two bits of skin from either cheek that are touching each other, and you can spread this section apart on purpose if you want, but that little usually touching area is what we're referring to.
Yeah. I should, it's still hard, even though I've done a little visual diagram for myself, it's still hard to conceive of. But I think in a way that's exciting that there are still these parts of my body that I've yet to properly explore.
Are you going to check it out later?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I might do. Are you guys not thinking of doing the same next time you're granted the opportunity?
Absolutely. Yeah. I did just touch my own butt.
Just trying to see how deep it is.
I'm like, what is going on up there anyway?
What's happening? What's happening down there?
Or off there.
Or in there. It's so hard to say. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
That's it? I've been Hayden. That's Ants.
That's Ants, baby. Check your butthole. Make sure everything's okay down there. Goodbye.